I believe it does say a lot, but going back to the very same issues that have bedeviled the diamond industry in Zimbabwe, which is basically total lack of accountability and transparency. This has been the challenge since the discovery of Maranga Diamonds in 2006. And as it comes now, you will recall that former finance minister Tendai Biti of the MDC had repeatedly told government and parliament that there is virtually no accountability in terms of revenues. Former mines minister Obert Mpofu of ZANU-PF did not act transparently when he unilaterally identified companies to mine Maranga diamonds. And now we have serious problems because there was no due diligence and there is no information as to the shareholders of those companies who are said to be linked to ZANU-PF leaders.
A Global Witness also says it is concerned that the revenue from diamonds could be used to fund repression and human rights abuses. Is this a legitimate concern?
It is a very serious concern, especially now that you have an exclusively ZANU-PF government that has got even smaller scope for accountability. When there was a coalition government, there were some checks and balances because the MDC side of government would try and insist on access to information. But now you have a total blackout and no one knows what's happening. And you would know that occasionally in the media, we get to hear of information of massive corruption that is taking place in Maranga Diamond fields.